It's on the president's desk now, and it's one of the most important federal management bills in a long time. The Program Management Improvement Accountability Act would, in the first place, recognize program management for the importance it has in agency mission delivery. My next guest has been working towards passage, a former deputy administrator for the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Rob Burton is a partner now at the law firm Crowell & Mooring. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. It's great to talk to you.
So tell us why this bill matters.
Well, I'm really excited about this, and it matters because it's actually a very significant piece of acquisition reform legislation. You know, for years we focused on procurement and professionalizing the procurement workforce, but we forget that program management is part of acquisition, or what we call the big A. And program management has been sort of left behind. And needless to say, it's rather important. The federal government does really nothing but manage programs. And as GAO has pointed out, it doesn't necessarily do a great job at it. So this legislation, Tom, does a number of key things. It actually, for the first time, will have a formal job series with criteria for program managers, making it more of a profession. It's going to set standards for program management policy across the federal government. It's going to recognize the central role of executive sponsorship by having a senior executive in federal agencies actually responsible for program management policy in the agency, otherwise known as what's going to be called a program management improvement officer. And last but not least, there'll be a policy council at OMB, my former agency, chaired by the deputy director for management at OMB. It's going to be a policy council focused on improving program management at the federal agencies, trying to get agencies off the GAO high-risk list, where they may have programs that are on the GAO high-risk list. So I think it's a significant piece of legislation.
And returning to what you said earlier, that it recognizes program management as a job series, I mean, for many years, we've had 1102s for procurement, and yet people aspire to be a program manager in government. That's where you have a lot of responsibility, a lot of authority, a lot of money to control. And yet there's not a specific title like that as a job series in law.
Well, it's really funny. You know, FAI, the Federal Acquisition Institute, Tom, did a study on the program management. Where are our program managers in the federal government? And 41%, at least 1 year, they do this study of every couple of years, but 1 year they found 41% of these program managers were in other, you know, just a collage of different job series. And there is a job series actually called program management. Only about 10% of program managers happen to be housed in it, but it has no criteria or any requirements for the job series. So, you know, a lot of people just get thrown in it because they don't know where else to put you. And it's clearly not a professional job series like the 1102 series.
Now, this idea of having a person in charge of program management improvement, there's already people that are performance improvement officers. And so is this a conflict being set up, or is it going to be the same person?
No, and there's some confusion on that point. I'm glad you brought that up, because the performance person is really looking at metrics. They're looking at numbers. They're really looking just at measurement. And this person is going to look at best practices, look at how to improve the actual program efficiency. It's going to be very different focus. And just the idea of sharing best practices is huge. So it's going to be more of a policy position as opposed to someone measuring actual performance outcomes.
What do you think is required to be an effective or, you know, a good program manager in the federal government?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Tom. Since I've been in the private sector, I've noticed that the private sector views a program manager as a skill set unto its own, and often feels that if you have that skill set, you should be able to manage any type of program. The truth probably lies somewhere in between. But the federal government emphasizes more subject matter expertise. So the federal government says, hey, if you're an IT guy, then you can easily be a program manager. And that's not necessarily true. So it really is a specialized skill set. And it really comes from experience, largely, not just training. And you need a combination of training in the specialized area of program management and also experience in managing major programs. And there is some truth to the private sector point of view that if you can manage a major program well, keep it on budget, on time, you probably can do a fairly good job with respect to a construction project, an IT project. Those skills are transferable. I don't think the federal government has necessarily embraced that idea in the past. So I think this legislation is going to push the government in more in the private sector line of thinking, frankly.
We're speaking with Rob Burton, a partner in the government contracts group at Crowell and Moring. And what about the idea of this council? Because there is a CIO council, as you mentioned, there's a CFO council, all of the other C-level functions almost have a council. What would this program management council, do you think, do?
Well, again, and there was some feeling, oh boy, here another council. But the problem is that program management is a huge, important subject area that has sort of been left out. All these other councils that you just mentioned are overlap maybe a little bit, especially the CIO council. They're looking at IT program management policy to some extent. But there's no one that's been looking at program management in a broad global way. And so that's what this council, not only going to meet a couple of times a year, but really to have high-level attention on the subject's critical, and it just hasn't had it in the past.
It sounds like this group would be a good thing for the new president to address in a way of reaching a lot of getting a lot of leverage across government by working with that group.
Well, I think you're right, Tom. I think you're right. And, you know, the president, one of his themes was increased efficiency in federal programs. And I do believe this is going to be great. He walks in and here's this legislation that he will be responsible for implementing. His administration will be responsible. And I think that's sort of exciting that he can have something to run with, if you will, that really should result in significant benefits. For example, Accenture did a study, Tom, that showed that if there was just 1% improvement in federal program efficiency, it could result in $1 trillion of savings over 10 years. So this new president, if he latches onto that statistic, I think he'll get excited about this legislation.
Now, you also mentioned project in some of the sentences here, and there is a distinction between program management and project management. At what point does a project get big enough that it almost seems like a program?
Well, and there, you're totally correct. There is a distinction. But I think for purposes of this legislation, they're somewhat treated the same. I mean, a project is smaller than a program. A program, in effect, is a combination of different similar projects. But I think for purposes of best practices and some of the training and some of the objectives here on efficiency, for purposes of this legislation, I don't think the distinction is important.
But if someone could, say, shepherd through a project to build, I'm just making this up, a VA hospital on budget and on time, wouldn't that be a miracle? Could that person also then move over to, I don't know, agriculture and be able to improve the SNAP program?
That's a goal. That is exactly right, Tom. That's the goal. And they should be able to.
Rob Burton is a partner in the Government Contracts Group at Crowell and Moring. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Find a link to the text of the Program Management Act and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.